It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
All right, folks, it's Mike the Ref here at the Evansdale Community Hall. Looks like we're ending this show with a rather interesting bang here with RCW full throttle. This is the last show at the Evansdale Community Hall for RCW. They're moving to the Kingsway Legion next month. Going to be a better venue, and improvements to the venue, improvements to a lot of the product here, from what I've been told by our experts here. Of course, I am Mike the Ref here, joined by the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
It's always a pleasure.
And consciously migrating at the request
making
of me.
Our RCW debut.
The first couple of PWA, Ryan and Amanda.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, so rather interesting card. Coming into it was more than enough for us here. Let's just get to the matches here. I could keep describing it, but we won't start talking about it. First of all, we got a four-way match for the British Commonwealth title with Cobra Kai defending against Scott Justice, Leon Grayson, and Lightning Lewis Howley here. It's your first time at this show, so I'm going to let you guys take the lead on this one here.
Are we just talking first match here?
Just the first match.
Okay, I thought it started off pretty darn good. I was pretty hyped. Really big Lightning Lewis guy from now on. He's fantastic. Cobra Kai, like, it was great. It was good. I mean, it was a four-way match. It was all over the place. There was a lot of high spots. There was some cool stuff. It was a good match. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was really good. Like Ryan had mentioned, a lot of stuff going on, but it was good. It kept people engaged. It was a really good, I think, first match.
People were into it.
People were into it. It was good. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, overall, great match. Four fantastic wrestlers going at it, move for move. The one highlight I had was when the three of them did a triple drop kick. That was amazing. I mean, to see three guys do a triple drop kick and not connect against each other, I mean, that was insane to see. And the crowd was on their feet through the whole match. Overall, I'd give that match a 5 out of 5 for the start of the show. Excellent work.
And I don't know if that's his finish all the time, but that Lightning Lewis running, like, it's like a running Shining Wizard knee, but it's a kick. It's the coolest. And I think he killed a guy.
It's pretty much the Daniel Bryan knee,
it's
essentially.
It's like the Daniel Bryan knee, but it's a kick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like
now,
it.
Now, I'm gonna say two things about this. First of all, this was a good match overall, I would say.
Yes.
I do have one small critique on it. It did feel like it went a little long in times. Like, it's...
Well, not compared to the rest of the show.
It had its spots. It went well for the most part, but you could tell there was a big gap in the middle of the match where it seemed to drag on a little bit, sort of like when I talk a little bit too much sometimes. And that's probably Andre there telling me to shut up right now on my text. So our second match of the night, and yeah, this is where the fun begins. Mutado taking on a returning Steven Styles with Cujo at ringside. Should I send this one Brian's way first?
Go to Brian first.
Dominating match by Steven Styles. What counts, can I say? It was a massacre. Mutado didn't have no offense. I wasn't into this match. It was boring as hell, but whatever.
All I'm going to say is Brian said it exactly. Ditto what Brian said.
I have no real comments. It was okay. It was I don't know. It was fine. It's a squash match. It was okay.
I find this match, you know what? It served its purpose. It got Steven Styles.
It did.
Steven Styles over.
Yeah.
And that's all it was meant to be.
It did. Yeah.
The only thing I didn't like about this match is the fact that the referee saw Cujo belt Mutado right in the head at ringside.
Yes.
And didn't do anything about it.
Yeah. Sometimes in these high stakes matches, the ref gives the competitors a little bit of leeway.
Yeah.
You don't want the ref to be too involved and decide the outcome of the match.
In typical ECW fashion, folks. And yes, I've mentioned before that RCW is the ECW of Alberta, so I guess that sort of makes sense at this point.
And I'd just like to say that Mutado was more entertaining after his match in the kitchen with his shirt off than he was in the match, because it was just crazy to look at him petting his beard for an hour and a half afterwards in the kitchen.
Okay. From there, and I have to admit, folks, I haven't had a chance to see most of this match. I had to run backstage for something there. The RCW Canadian Tag Team Championships were defended by the Raging Rednecks against the team of Barricade and Ugg. In the end, Barricade and Ugg won by disqualification. What was that?
Hello, sir.
Oh, I thought you were going to call me dickwad. I'd appreciate that some days.
I'm not rude.
I miss it.
I'm not rude.
I miss that.
Why? Because I'm turning babyface?
On the podcast, yes. Like, what the heck?
I'm the most over person on your show.
Folks, this is Colton Kelly, if you haven't figured that out
they
yet.
They know. I'm everywhere.
Would you like to talk to your number one friend, Andre C., who's listening to this right now?
Well, he's not listening to it right now.
That's live stream.
You're in a time paradox.
Fair enough.
There are children beating on each other.
Yes, folks, it's a rather interesting scenario outside here.
There's a dog in the building.
So what did I miss? Where are we at?
We're at the tag team title match here.
Tag team? No, I mean, where are we?
Oh, we're in Edmonton, Alberta.
Okay.
Evansdale Community Hall.
Okay.
RCW Full Throttle.
We're at an RCW show?
Yeah. You're a little lost, my friend.
Damn. I wondered why I wasn't wrestling. All right. I guess let's talk about this RCW show then.
All right. Well, we're on the tag team title match. What did you think of it?
It was good. They wrestled. They had a match. People were people. They fought each other, I guess.
That's a good way to put it, Ryan.
Yeah, hang on one sec here. Go to Amanda here.
Amanda?
Okay.
I just buried you. I'm so sorry,
you
man.
You so did. That
I'm
is
so
okay.
Sorry.
That's fine.
Okay, yeah.
I thought that it was, there was so much other stuff going on, and I felt like it was really hard to get into the match. I don't know. And Ryan made a comment about, it feeling like they all got their attire from Spirit Halloween. Didn't really seem like a wrestling match. It was more two big guys and two little guys. Backyard fight.
Overall, good match. Barricade actually got new goddamn ring tear. Holy
Jesus,
shit, he didn't take his shirt off and fucking freak us out tonight. Like I said, though, overall, great match. Barricade, they picked up the win. They're now the number one contenders for the title, so they get the.
Were they the number one contenders beforehand?
Yeah, I guess so. I love it when somebody finally proves somebody else wrong besides me for once.
Shut up.
Thank you.
Shut up, Mike.
Yeah, that sounds more like normal.
Yeah.
This match here, like I said, for the parts that I saw, it served its purpose. It carries on the feud for a little longer right now. There was a disqualification victory by Barricade Nug after the, I believe it was Rex Roberts shoved the referee, causing
actually,
a disqualification.
It was the Thaddeus that pushed Rex into the ref when the ref thought Rex did it, so that's why they got DQ'd.
Like I said, I didn't see it all, so I'm good call, Brian. Thank you for putting me wrong.
What were you doing, slacking?
I was getting prepared.
For what, your big shining moment?
Yeah, trust me, it was no shining moment, folks. Yes, I agree with what he just did. It was announced following this match.
I thought great promo on Mike the Raps part. Very good.
Bullshit.
Yeah, no, I was good.
Bullshit. They don't fucking Paul Heyman. That's
Oh, I'll be the first one to agree with that one.
No one asked your opinion.
Cool.
We're going to go to our special attraction match. Sin Bodhi against Zarif Metovich. Who wants to go first here?
I can go. Because right. I was super excited about Sin Bodhi coming and I was, okay, to the point where, okay, you buried me. So, to the point where Ryan was scared to sit in the front row because he thought
I was
going to be too.
Weird shit was going to happen.
Yeah, weird shit, and it was going to be too creepy. So then this was kind of what we were expecting. Sitting in the second row, little worried that like, things were going to get creepy. And it wasn't. Like, it was, it just, like, I could totally get behind him when he came out. I was like, I can't, this is going to be great. It's going to be weird. It's going to be, whoa, I'm so excited. And it was fine.
Folks, I'm gonna bring up their justification for one simple reason. If you want to go back to the RCW archives from last October with the Jason the Terrible tribute show, Sin Bodhi had a freak show match with Bryce the Slammer Silva in Calgary. If you get a chance, if you want to see freaky stuff and see what the stuff they were worried about.
That's on us, though, because that's what we expected.
Yes,
and it wasn't
absolutely
billed as that, I don't think, right?
No.
So that's on us.
Well, we weren't sure what we were going to expect.
You're just a big shitter, aren't you?
But is this PG-13?
Hell no.
No, it's got
trust me, I got Andre as part of my podcast. You think I can make it PG? Anyway, Ryan, your thoughts on that match?
Is it Triple X then?
I'm gonna say okay, because I'm never gonna go in and say like, well, because I have so much respect for anyone that gets into the ring because it's so dangerous.
Goodness.
There's so much going on, but like none of that made sense. Like none of what happened made sense. Like he comes out with the heel. Sin Bodhi comes out with the heel manager, completely acts like a babyface the whole match. You don't know who you're cheering or who you're booing. It went on for like an hour and 15 minutes.
Hey.
And I just didn't get it. None of the moves made sense. He started out working the arm. Then he worked the leg for like 10 minutes.
Anyway, shut up. It was a good match. I liked it. It had some high moments. It had some low moments. They really went in there and busted their ass. Get it, girl.
And that is Colton Kelly doing his best wrestling mind impression here. Can I get the original comment, though, from him?
Well, overall, great match. Zarif is a hell of a good wrestler. He put up a good fight tonight, and in the end, he pulled off the victory. But the best part was at the end when he got revenge on Thaddeus with Sin Bodhi when they took a cinder block with a sledgehammer and, broken...
In that
jingle jangle wangle bangles.
Essentially, yeah. That's how the match ended with Zarif getting the victory and then falling the match.
Shit out of him last night.
Oh. Anyway, sorry, I'm just getting away from that there. The finality of the match was when Thaddeus got caught in the corner and they lined up a cinder block and used the sledgehammer like a golf club and took out a certain part of,
God damn, that hurt.
So from there, we went to intermission. And when we came back, we actually got a intergender match. Now, Kevon Hees got picked on by Scotty Crew earlier in the night. And
that guy's do-rag stayed on the whole match.
That is actually very impressive.
That's a bandana. Do-rags are stylistically different.
I forgot the ref was wearing a leather do-rag.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, he was too.
Yes, we had a special referee tonight, Tyrone Ironside.
Yeah, glad you remember his name.
Oh, absolutely.
Just dropping the ball left and right, though.
Yeah.
I feel like Mike's doing a great job keeping us in line tonight.
No, he's talking about the referee tonight.
You're dropping the ball, Mike.
I'm not dropping the ball.
You're always dropping the ball. Dropping your balls. In Brian's mouth. Why do I get on this thing?
I don't know.
Why do you let me on your show?
Nobody does. You just come.
Hey. I guess
I don't even want to talk about that statement there. Thank you, Ryan. But what did you guys think of the? I want to go to Amanda first here because this is the woman's match essentially.
Okay, so I thought it was
women's match.
Intergender
match. I thought it was wonderful. We talked about on Quick Calls and PWA how horrible it is that there is no longer a women's division because women are just up and going places.
They're going places.
They're going places, which
is good.
They're going
places. Jesus.
But yeah, it was wonderful. I love Kat. I'm a huge fan of hers, so I just can only say good things.
Brian?
Oh, good match. Kat dominated, but... ended up in a double count out, so I think these guys, there's going to be a match down the road between these two. This is unfinished business.
Actually, I believe Cat at the end of the match challenged Scott Lee for next month at the Legion. Yeah. Whether it gets approved or not, I'll have to review the paperwork at the RCW head office here. So. Ryan, your thoughts on the match?
I thought it was good. Like, I mean, they're both good, and it was. I don't know. I get, you know what, I guess it did what it had to do. It extended it, and they're going to have another match next month. So I guess it did what it had to do and what it was supposed to do. It's good.
Yeah. Now we get to the main event. Three-way match for the RCW Canadian Heavyweight Championship. We had Big Jess Youngblood, Bobby Sharp, and Bryce the Slammer Silva. I will say this, folks. They ended the card on a very high note here. I think it was a quality match, and we ended up with a new champion. Bobby Sharp managed to get the victory after Big Jess hit Slammer with the belt, knocking him out, and then Big Jess went for the spot on Bobby to do the same thing, low bridged him over the top rope.
Uh-oh, we got a pissed off champ come, or ex-champion.
And he didn't even get pinned.
But that was a hell of a good match.
We were just
talking about the finish here of the match, or how you did not get pinned, but you
still... goddamn right they didn't get pinned.
Damn right.
Everyone, get out of here. This is bullshit. I didn't get pinned. Jesse Youngblood did not get pinned tonight. I didn't lose my title. I didn't lose anything. Slammer lost the title for Big Jess. Bobby Sharp, this is long, long from over. You see, Big Jess is coming to get his title back. I have to go through Slammer, Bobby, Zarif. For some random reason, I don't care. I'm getting that title back. Any more questions?
I just have one.
Yeah, what?
This is the second time in a row now that you've tried using that belt and it's ended up costing you the title. Because, in this match, you ended up trying to get the belt.
Oh, so now you're an expert on psychology.
No, I'm just...
Is that what you're saying? Would you like to be my coach? Would you like to tell me how to do my job now? Is that what you're saying? While you're sitting at ringside, criticizing everything I'm doing, you over here sitting over here at 480 pounds, thinking you could do better than me? Who the fuck do you think you are? I don't care. Bleep it out. I'm right. I'm pissed off right now. You don't tell me what I'm doing in my job. I will come over and tell you what you do in your job.
Fair enough, Mr. Youngblood. Thank you for...
I just heard my name. I gotta go.
All right, well, it looks like I've made friends with my best friend again here, Big Jess Youngblood.
Do you have heat with one wrestler in every promotion?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Okay, sorry.
Well, that's what happens when you tell it like it is, isn't it? Well, except for Colton's matches. He's like the best wrestler around, and I just won't admit it all the time.
Thank you.
Well, there you go.
It's appreciated.
Yes.
Eat a dick.
Ryan, your thoughts on this match before I wrap this up?
You know what? I enjoy. Like, I'm not privy to the backstory of everything that's been going on for this whole time, so I don't really... I can't really... I wasn't as invested as I think I should have been.
Yeah.
And I think if I were, and if I had been watching this whole chase for the title, I think I would have enjoyed it a lot more, because it was good. And I mean, there was like, I'm not a huge fan of triple threat matches in general, but I thought it was pretty good. But I just wasn't invested in it because I didn't know the story. So but it was good.
And I think for us who don't know the backstory, they did a really good job conveying that it meant, like, you could tell it meant a great deal. Even though we didn't know the backstory, you could tell it was a big deal and there was a lot of history behind it. And I really enjoyed it. I thought it was wonderful. All three wrestlers, I thoroughly enjoyed watching.
Yeah, I agree. They're all three. That was my first time seeing all three of those guys. They're all good. Really, yeah.
And Brian?
Oh, very impressive match. All three put on a great fight. I can't wait to see what's going to happen down the road with these three gentlemen. And then you add Zarif into the mix, and also Leon, because he's still got that briefcase to cash in. So, you know, the next few months is going to be very interesting now with the title. So I cannot wait to see what happens.
Yeah, great, like I said, great way to start the card, great way to finish the card, and you have your new RCW heavyweight champion, Bobby Sharp. Yeah. It feels good to say that.
Yes.
But anyway, overall, guys, I would say probably out of 5 stars, I give it a 3. Maybe three is probably, to be honest, maybe a little bit generous at times, maybe not, depending on which match you're looking at it from.
There was highs and lows, right? Like, yeah. I mean, there was very good things, and there was things that weren't good.
There was nothing here to really knock it out of the park, but there was. I wouldn't say there was anything that bad to bring it down. So it was a good middle of the road card.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think we've been treated to a few too many great cards lately. Shows, yeah. So you're going to get one of these every once in a while. Yeah.
And it was fine. Like, it wasn't, I'm not going to sit here and trash it. Yeah. It was fine. Like, there was some good stuff on the show.
Well, we were trashing Steven Styles and Mutato, but that's for a whole different...
Yeah.
But anyway, guys, since it is 3 stars, we got to list three things we enjoyed about the show. Who wants to go first? Since there's 3 stars, you three get them.
I said my first thing, first time I ever seen him, Lightning Lewis. Everything that kid did was super crisp, looked super good. I really enjoyed him. I thought he was awesome, and I'd come to more of these shows just to see what he does, because I really like him.
Amanda?
I'm taking Kat, because she's amazing and dominated that intergender match, and she's great.
I'm taking Zarif, because that guy, he take on Tim Bodhi and to put on a hell of a fight, when Simbodi dominated most of the match, and to pick up the win, I mean, that's impressive. This young fella is going to go a long ways here in the next few months. I cannot wait to see what he does down the road.
All right, since both Ryan and Amanda took guys that lost, I'm going to count those as a half, so I get a star out of this.
No, fair enough.
I'm gonna go to the three guys in the main event. They put on a hell of a performance, and... We have two people here who have never been to an RCW show before and absolutely love that match, which we can tell right here. So I want to give big props to those three, even though Jesse, I think he potentially hates my guts right now. So completely. And we're all looking around to see if there's any bicycles for him to steal. Shout out to legend T. James Logan at this time. But
I wonder who hates you more, Colton or Big Jess?
I would say Big Jess. Yeah. Like, yeah, Colton's so. Coming down.
Colton's a little more good-natured about it.
Yeah, Big Jess actually got me in a neck brace last year. So we'll go there. Yeah. But, hey, guys, your last thoughts on the show before we wrap it up here?
Well, we heard some interesting kind of talk after the show of some future RCW shows that I think everyone who was around to hear that stuff was pretty psyched up. I don't know, you know, what the status of, like, if they're promoting those yet or what the deal is, but, like, we'll definitely be to more shows.
Yes, big things are coming. It was an enjoyable show. And we'll be more.
And also a new venue, which I know Brian and I have experienced, same with Andre.
But it's still want to address our undying loyalty to PWA.
Absolutely.
As something that holds so close to our hearts and we love so much. So
all right, fair enough. Well, that actually just ties right into our next comment here, which is our next quick call show
next week,
which will be coming from the PWA show at Nate. Folks, if you're interested in joining us for it, except a certain two people that were wrestling on this show who might have some interesting words to say that we don't want included on there. Steven Styles and Mutato. We are going to be hosting our quick call show, hopefully. I'm just got to get the final details here, but the Boston Pizza right across from Nate.
In the Kingsway parking lot.
Yeah. We're just going to be sitting around.
Smash some wings.
We're not doing anything special, just sitting around a table talking about wrestling. And so I want to thank everybody for stopping in here. The Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton.
Always a pleasure.
And the first couple of PWA, Ryan and Amanda.
Thank you very much,
Mike. Thank you,
Mike. As always.
Pleasure, Mike.
As a little postscript here, we just want to give a shout out to a certain friend of ours chomping down a dog biscuit in the crowd tonight.
Yes.
Michael Thompson. Congratulations. We need to get pictures of that. Thank you very much. It's been an interesting night, folks. I'm going to leave it at that. But This is Mike the Ref saying, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls from the Evansdale Community Hall with RCW Full Throttle on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out EdmontonSPN.podbean.com.